Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 209. Are you making these mistakes with your sleep? Part 4 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is now one of 5 podcasts where we read to you blogs for free so that you don't have to read them for yourself. Except on Fridays, where I answer your questions. Now, at the end of yesterday's show, I mentioned how I was going to go home and take a nap. I felt right asleep, and my goodness, I was so much more productive the rest of the day. So if you do get an opportunity to take a quick nap, I highly recommend it. So today's post is a continuation from yesterday, and all this week, actually. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to part 1 on Monday's show. That's episode 206. And with that, let's finish up this post as we optimize your life. Are you making these mistakes with your sleep? Part 4 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. What about second sleep? Biphasic sleep is sleeping in 2 distinct periods. We're going to take a trip back in time again. During the winter months, nighttime could last anywhere from 12 to 14 hours. With our body's production of melatonin, the sleepy time hormone, kicking into high gear when that sun drops, people had nothing else to do. There was no TV, no PS4, no iPads, and would fall asleep early. Then they would wake up for an hour or two in the middle of the night to read, pray, or think, and then fall asleep for another 4 to 5 hours before waking up for the day. If you've ever gone to bed at a normal hour and then woke up in the middle of the night without being able to fall back asleep for an hour or so, you know what I'm talking about. Here's the thing. This is actually quite natural. Rather than freaking the heck out and lying in bed wondering why you can't fall asleep, consider it something that is more common than our current sleep schedule. Don't be afraid to turn on the light and read a book or use the time for meditation until you can fall back asleep. This one mental shift alone can keep your stress levels down and let you get back to sleep faster and provide you with better sleep. Sleep hacking tips and tricks. Clear your mind, Neo. I often spend my nights in bed thinking and worrying about all of the things I need to do the next day. Instead of stressing out about it, take a minute and write down the things you need to do the next day, and then set it aside. A notebook, a post-it note, an Evernote file, whatever. Do a brain dump and clear your head so you can focus on reading a Game of Thrones without thinking about the next day's tasks. Want to control your dreams? It's called lucid dreaming. It's possible, but requires work. I've only been able to do this once, but haven't given up hope that it can become more common occurrence. Ultimately, this allows you to live out a real-life version of Inception. Sleep apnea? Being overweight is a big cause of sleep apnea for many. What may help is to try a different sleeping position, like the aforementioned half-military crawl position to keep your passages open. And of course, weight loss would help tremendously. Have way too much time on your hands and not constricted by societal norms? Try polyphasic sleep, or the Uberman sleep schedule, and then let us know how it goes. It didn't work for Kramer, but it might work for you. Stop sucking, start documenting. Like anything, that which gets measured gets improved. Now, if you're somebody that isn't really detail-oriented, just start by picking 1 or 2 of the changes I mentioned and focus on building that hard hat habit. However, if you like to nerd out about certain details, why not nerd out about your sleep? Starting tomorrow morning, when you wake up, recap the previous day with a journal entry. What time did you wake up, and what time did you actually get out of bed? How many times did you hit snooze? After work, how much television did you watch? After you finished watching, did you go right to bed? Did you fall asleep with the TV on? How long did you lie in bed before actually falling asleep? Obviously, this will be tough to tell, but you can estimate. A quick recap on what to do. Change one or two things about your current strategy. Turn off the computer 15 minutes earlier. Stop watching TV in bed. Read fiction. Limit the amount of blue light at night. No more hitting the snooze button. Set the alarm clock across the room. Go for a walk in the morning outside. If you want to use technology, Flux for your computer, red bulbs in the bedroom, sleep cycle for your mobile device, or a sunrise alarm clock for waking up without disturbing deep sleep. You just listened to part 4 of the post titled, Are You Making These Mistakes With Your Sleep? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, Steve mentioned lucid dreaming. Justin from Optimal Living Daily did an episode on that. It's episode 50. You can check that out if you want to learn more about it. So remember earlier this week, I said you want to give yourselves time. Be gradual with this process. I love that Steve said choose one or two of the suggestions maximum to start your journey. He's absolutely right. You do too many things at once, whether it's related to sleep or really any other behavior change, and you're going to overwhelm yourself. It's going to seem too complicated, it's going to seem like too much, and you're going to stop. When you do pick that one thing, let's say, don't just quit after 1 or 2 days of trying it. Take your time. Try it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and if by then it's not working for you, move on to the other suggestions. What personally worked for me, and as a guy who would wake up at noon, having gone to sleep at 1 or 2 a.m. the night before, I would wake up just a little bit earlier each morning. By waking up earlier, I found that I was more fatigued by the time the evening came around, and so I would actually want to go to bed on time. So that was that little trick that worked for me. It may not work for you, but we've given you lots of suggestions for you to try. Okay, that wraps up today's episode and a 4-part post. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you in the Q&A show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.